Item number one, Sussex County Emergency Operations Center is inviting residents and property owners to attend an upcoming public meeting to offer ideas and comments on a federally required update to the county's all-hazard multi-jurisdictional mitigation plan. The meeting will be held from 1:30 to 3:30 on Thursday, September 1st at the Sussex County EOC, 21911 Rudder Lane, which is next to the airport. The Hazard Mitigation Plan serves as a comprehensive long-term planning tool used to identify various strategies local emergency planners would use in the event of a disaster. The overall goal of the effort is to reduce or eliminate the loss of human life and damage to property as a result of hazards, both natural and man-made. Local jurisdictions must update their plans every 5 years. As part of that process, the public has the opportunity to review the plan, offer input, and help shape the update. County emergency planners intend to present updated mitigation actions for the plan revision later this fall. For more information or to view the current plan and future updates, as well as submit comments, please visit the county's website at sussexcountyde.gov/all-hazard-mitigation-plan. For questions, please contact Joe Thomas, our EOC director, at 855-7801. Item number two, a reminder that council will not meet on September 6th or September 13th. The next regularly scheduled council meeting will be held on September 20th at 10 a.m. County offices will be closed Monday, September 5th for the Labor Day holiday. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Jennings.
Good morning, Mr. President, members of council. Last Wednesday, the Industrial Revenue Bond, or IRB, committee held a public hearing on the Cadbury at Lewis application requesting an issuance of $21 million of economic refunding revenue bonds. At this time, I'm requesting the adoption of a project resolution authorizing issuance of the bonds for the Cadbury at Lewis project. The IRB committee recommended at the August 24th meeting that County Council adopt the resolution. The IRB's committee's findings and minutes of the meeting were attached in your packet for your review. The bonds will be payable solely from the revenues received by the applicant, and neither the full faith and credit nor the taxing power of the county shall be pledged to pay this debt. As required by the IRS, Cadbury at Lewis goes through the county's process in order for the bonds to be issued as tax exempt. Cadbury at Lewis has agreed to pay all costs of the county, including fees of its bond council in connection with the issuance of the bonds. They will also pay 0.5% of the bonds to the county, generating $105,000 in revenue to the county. Miss Emily Ninen, a partner at Ballard Spahr, is here at this time to give you a brief background of the process.
Good morning.
Good morning. As Ms. Jennings said, I'm Emily Ninen. I'm a partner at Ballard Spahr, and we're serving as bond counsel to the county on this transaction. When I was at a former firm, I also worked on the original financing in 2006. I know it's been a while since I think the county's acted as a conduit in a bond financing like this, so I just wanted to confirm many of the things that Ms. Jennings already said, which is that the county's acting as a conduit. You are issuing the bonds, but they are not debt of the county. And so you're issuing the bonds. They're going to be purchased by the underwriter, H.J. Sims. And the bond proceeds that you're paid by the underwriter will be lent to Cadbury. So there's no taxpayer money being used. Cadbury at Lewis will continue to pay like they did on the 2006 bonds, pay back the bonds directly to the bondholders. You really shouldn't hear much from them again. And you are doing this to help them get the lower rate. They're doing this for savings on the debt service that they have. Vic Amy is here. He's the president for Cadbury at Lewis if you wanted an update on the project. But I will just confirm again that you have no limit on the number of these bonds they can do. These are done for all 501c3s, nonprofit organizations such as Cadbury, that have capital projects. And you have no volume cap limit. You can issue as many as you have an opportunity to do so in a calendar year. So I'm happy to answer any other questions.
Any questions,
Council?
Nope.
No, I don't think.
I think Robin's fine.
Great, thank you.
A few bonds.
Robin's buy some bonds.
Sure.
I think we're okay.
Okay.
No, we're good.
Jennings?
Okay. I have a motion. Be it resolved that the Sussex County Council adopt a project resolution authorizing the issuance up to $21 million fixed rate refunding revenue bonds for the Cadbury at Lewis Project Series 2016.
Pleasure, Council.
So moved, Mr. President.
Motion, second. Mr. Cole, second, Mr. Arlett. Any questions? Take the vote, Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Arlett.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I vote yes, motion carried. Thank you. Thanks, Emily, for coming down.
Thank you.
Hans Medlars. I've lost him. Wait, here he comes.